Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. I need to talk to the program director about you guys going over on these breaks. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Send a message, Aaron will respond. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can comment on the Twitch channel, you know the number for that. And I know you were really focused on Aaron Donald, but can I give you a couple of names that you tell me less than, greater than DJ Reader?
Okay.
Okay? Now I'm talking interior defensive lineman. Fletcher Cox.
He's pretty good at sport.
How about Akeem Hicks?
Pretty good.
How about Chris Jones?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see where he really fits. Okay, I'm giving you some names, and you tell me. Okay, Grady Jarrett. Are we getting closer?
Yeah, better than
Cameron Hayward.
I get that you gotta say nice things.
I know, but
you
know,
work for the team.
But I mean, it's one thing to not be the best. I'm only like six deep here, so I just want to see if we get top 10. How about Geno Atkins?
No. And I actually like DJ Reader a lot.
Okay, here's a guy I'm going to say no, and I would have higher on this list, Jarrell Casey.
You'd say you like Jarrell Casey better?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Considerably. Kawhan Short?
Yeah.
Okay, but we're at least getting
closer.
You're getting closer. In fact, here's where I might slot him. Damon Harrison of the Lions. Maybe they're.
I'll take snacks over DJ.
Okay. Well, then never mind. Well, that's 10. That's the best I can do. I mean, I was just asking. So, hey, I've got something here for you. Here's how we're going to do the giveaway today. Somebody had a really good idea. At 5:30, we're going to give away the tickets to the listener party.
Oh, yes.
Two things. Please stop emailing me or direct messaging me. I have no tickets to give away. I've already turned
in
my list.
Fred turned in his list. I saw
it. That's
it. Seen it.
And if you are on it, you got an email. I had over 150 requests, and I had two spots left. So I basically just did a lottery, so two people of the 150 got in.
Okay.
But if you didn't, sorry. But I cannot get anyone else in, so please stop asking.
Start emailing Joel Blank. And Charlie Polillo.
Yeah, email Charlie, because I think Joel's been getting the same thing I have. So
you guys are so popular.
Well, I don't know about that, but just give Joel a break. Well, because we try to do right by the people. And if it were up to me, I would get every single one of you in here. But
not me.
It's not up to me.
It'd be too crazy.
And my biggest problem is I hate saying no to people. So, you know, I had to cut it off today. So I have no more spots to give personally. They're all done. But you could still win. And I want to reward somebody who's read Jesus Just Left Chicago. So at 5:30, I'm going to give you a question about the novel. So if you have a copy of it, you might want to get it because you can turn to the spot where it was if you don't remember. It's going to be a little obscure.
It was giant.
It's not that one. But if you get it right, you'll get the tickets. So this is for you guys who've read the novel. And if you haven't read the novel, you really should. It's fantastic. But that will be at 5:30. So I'm giving you time to go and pick up your copy because you might not remember it. It's a little obscure, but then you can, you know, zip through it, find the place, boom, done. There's at least three references to the character I'm going to ask you about. So there you are. All right. 713-780-3776. And, hey guys, I have to tell you about Lightstream. And listen, if you got credit card bills, and you got like five or six or seven of them, and you're paying them every month, and you get them paid, but it's a pain in the ass. Wouldn't it be easier to just have one payment at a lower rate, a much lower rate? And think about how much money you're going to save if you do that. If you get a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream, you can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. The average credit card interest rate is over 19%. So think about how much money you're saving, especially if you've got a lot of money on those cards. Plus, the rate is fixed. It will never go up over the life of the loan. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. And you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. The online application is so easy, you can apply right from your phone. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. All right, just for the Blitzers, apply now. You're going to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
In every single chain, in my diamond rings, the way you walk and the way you talk, and it's all because
this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. See what Jamie tweeted us. Lance should be part-time draft writer, part-time sports host, and full-time brisket cooker so he can step up his brisket game.
I wasn't going to read that tweet.
He did put an LOL at the end.
I thought it was mean-hearted, mean-spirited.
But he put an LOL at the end, so it's not mean-spirited.
Oh, okay.
It means he was being funny. Poor Lance is never going to live that down. No. That's just one of those things. I'm sure all of us have a tweet in our past that we wish we could have back. That one's never going away. So
mine was when, I guess, what year was it? Like 2014 or 15 when the Sports Illustrated thing came out about the Astros winning the World Series in 2017?
Yeah. Is that one of those freezing hot takes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That made the rounds for sure. And, like, people were pissing me off because I was, like, actually excited for the Astros to win.
Yeah.
I was happy they won. Now just having people just pissing me off about it.
Well, and these are all people that in no way, shape, or form believe that was going to be true. No way. And it's like, oh, I'm right, you're wrong. No, you weren't right. Sports Illustrated was right.
They were right.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a tweet that quote tweeted that Sports Illustrated cover and said guaranteed it's happening in 2017.
Yeah. I'm with you 100% SI.
Yeah.
That might be the last.
It's easier to say nothing and then just be like, oh, you dummy.
That might be the last important thing Sports Illustrated's done.
Yeah.
I mean, they really have just kind of.
Hey, Jerry Bowe. Did you see this?
I like to call him Jerry.
Okay, Jerry.
Or Harry.
This is for our listeners that I don't want to make a misstep. Like, you know how you get grief over what's the heights and what's greater heights and things like that?
Yeah.
Is Winnie Golden Triangle?
Or
is it outside the triangle?
That's a great question, and I'm sure our listeners can tell us, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's Orange, Beaumont, Port Arthur, right?
I think so.
And I think it's west of that.
West of the triangle.
And you guys can correct us on this, and I will admit I'm wrong again, because apparently I'm wrong about everything today, but that's how I always thought of it. So I think it's outside. I think Beaumont's that end of the triangle.
Okay.
But is Port Arthur west of Winnie to the south? I don't think it is.
No, it's east.
Yeah, okay.
So,
so what did he do?
Well, Jerry Bowe will be at the Whataburger in Winnie on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. So if you're in that area, I mean, I guess you could technically leave the triangle and go to Winnie.
Yeah, you could step outside the triangle.
And here's what's going to be happening there. They're going to have Astros tickets to give away.
Wow.
They're going to have autographed baseballs to give away.
Wow.
Orbit will be there to take pictures with the kids.
Okay, so you kind of buried the lead. Orbit greater than Jerry Bowe. I mean, I love Jerry, but Orbit, a little more famous.
Well, here's the lead, to be honest. How about free Whataburger for a year?
Oh, man.
What?
I'll make that drive. I need to go over and check out our property. That's on the way.
Yes, someone is going to win free Whataburger for a year. So
can I win?
10 to noon and winning. Yeah, do you work? Or do you, are you an employee of Whataburger or the Astros?
No.
You can win.
Ooh, okay.
Yep.
I need to get that Whataburger.
Get you some.
Couple other things from the text line. Why have the Texans not traded for Trent Williams? Because
they're not considering it.
They don't think that'll make them better. The Texans don't make moves that they think are gambles. They just don't. And it's frustrating, but I'd love to see it happen. But again, and I would ask the general manager, except I don't know who that is. What are the odds David Gal's office will be locked up tight at this year's listener party?
I don't know. Mine will be.
I will have mine open when I'm in it, but I am no longer leaving alcohol in there when I'm not in my office. That's not happening again.
Okay.
So Walt said he just made his wife listen to the audio version of Jesus Just Left Chicago, and she asked if you'll have autographed hard copies at the listener party.
Will you?
I should have some, yes, because I just put in a new order. I sold all the ones I had. So I will have some in the office.
Okay.
So.
Hey, you remember when we were laughing at the Mets who couldn't figure out if they were buyers or sellers?
Yeah, what do they want, 12 or 13 now?
Isn't that crazy? They're now one game out of the wild card. They're ahead of the Cardinals and the Brewers in the wild card chase.
Isn't that wild? Well, and if that works out where they were buyers on Stroman, and you add him to a rotation that was already pretty good.
How smart will they look?
And Alonso is pretty close to their 37 home runs now?
Yeah.
I mean, they
hit
still
another one today.
I still don't think they have enough offense, but boy, that pitching's good enough.
That's crazy to me.
That would be kind of cool. I'd like to see that happen because they took a lot of bleep for that.
They did. The Red Sox, meanwhile, they're headed the opposite direction.
Oh, so, man.
The Astros won 9 of their last 10. Mets have won 9 of their last 10. You know, Dodgers have won 8 of their last 10. All these the good teams are on a roll right now. The Yankees have won 8 of 10.
Yeah.
The Red Sox have won 1 of their last 10 games.
And the Yankees just bent them over last weekend, too.
They are now 6 games out of the second wild card spot.
Are they done?
They're done. Yeah. They are 15 and a half games behind the Yankees in the division. And the Texas Rangers are a half game behind the Red Sox.
6 games you can do for the wild card, even though you have to pass a couple of teams.
You only have to pass two teams, yeah.
Yeah.
Cleveland and Tampa are currently in the wild card. Cleveland looks pretty firm. They've got a two and a half game lead on the Rays.
Yeah, and they may still catch the Twins, too.
They could.
I'm not going to rule that out.
The Rays aren't catching the Yankees, though. And the A's are a half game behind Tampa. And then Boston is 5.5 games behind the A's.
I could still see Boston getting it together because Oakland and Tampa still don't scare me down the stretch. But, I mean, they're playing well, especially Tampa's been much better than I thought they would be. I guess I'm not going to write them off yet. I still think they can catch those teams.
Okay.
They better show some signs of doing it, though, because you keep losing like this. I mean, they have another stretch like this here, then yeah, they're done. You can't go through a couple of those this late in the season. 409 asks, have you discussed AB's frostbite or Hard Knocks? I did not watch Hard Knocks yet.
I didn't either.
So.
We'll get to it when we get to it.
Everybody says it is outside the triangle. We are correct.
Okay.
The goal.
I'm so smart.
Hey, I actually laid out the exact cities for you, right?
Well, yes.
Beaumont, Orange, and Port Arthur.
You graduated with a degree in geography.
No, I did not. I just spent a lot of time over there, mostly driving through Beaumont on my way to Delta Downs.
Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. So it is still Southeast Texas, but so is Houston, technically.
That's true.
Yeah. And this is no disrespect to Winnie. I don't want to put any evil on Winnie. I mean, Winnie's a nice little place. Drive through it all the time, but just wanted to make sure it's accurate. Did it say in the thing that it's part of the Golden Triangle?
No.
So where did that come from?
It was me. I was going to say, hey, if you're in the area, I don't know what to call that area. So I didn't want to call it the Golden Triangle because I didn't think it was in the triangle, but I didn't know what to call it. It's the area between Houston and the Golden Triangle, also known as the Dead Zone.
Yeah, I think we call that the area that always floods.
Yeah.
It's like Liberty County, basically.
I think so.
Yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
See, I knew exactly where it was.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm letting you guys get free Whataburger for a year. So
that sounds pretty damn cool.
One of you dummies better go get that.
713 says, so Osweiler wasn't a gambler. I think he meant Osweiler. Got it. I love those kind of texts. Yeah, it was a gamble. It didn't work out. They don't do that. They don't do that very often. And that wasn't anything that, I mean, that was Rick Smith. And they had no choice.
Well, would the GM
general,
now do?
Here's the thing.
Would the current GM do?
Current GM was going to sit on his freaking hands. And I'll try to explain this like I would to a five-year-old.
The current GM doesn't have hands or an ass to sit on.
Well, no, he's sitting on the guy next to him's hands because apparently there's five of them. But the reality is this team has never – we talked about this all last season. What did the Rams do before last season? They went all in.
They did. Got a bunch of one-year veterans. And
really good ones to try to, you know, they already had a good team. They went out and got Ndamukong Suh. They went out and got Marcus Peters. They went out and the other cornerback who's really good, whose name escapes me.
Aqib Talib.
And they went for it. Guess what happened? They made it to the Super Bowl. Texans were in the same spot this year. They could have gone for it. They could have made some trades. They could have given up some draft picks. They didn't. And it's just not something they do on a widespread basis. I would love to see them trade for Trent Williams. Yes, they should be in on Trent Williams right now. They should be making phone calls. Nothing that they've done, nothing about Bill O'Brien, who I'm assuming is your real GM, indicates to me that he's willing to do that.
Yeah.
And you know what would be funny? If the Patriots went out and traded for Trent Williams.
I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Because the Patriots they lose their left tackle that the Texans wanted and couldn't get.
Yeah. Winnie has East Chambers High School. So
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Well, I know the area a little bit. I'm about to be a weekender over there. I need to get to know it really well.
Yeah.
That's going to be my, not for a year or so. It's going to take a while.
You going to spend all your weekends out there?
Most of them. Yeah. That's the plan. That's the plan.
In the wilderness.
Well, it's not going to be wilderness.
Are you ever going to put on pants when you're there?
Only when people come to visit.
Okay.
And the rest of the time I'm going to. Yeah, you know, the only thing that I've got to make sure I have is really good internet so that
like so you can post sports map updates.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Just like when I have to fill in on Astros.
Okay. Is your cabin going to be in the Golden Triangle or is it outside the triangle?
I think it is north of the
north
triangle.
Of the triangle. Okay.
Yeah, pretty sure. Not, you know, it's not far, but it's definitely north. What I'm really excited about is how close I am to, hey, man, I've had a few drinks. I think I'm going to head over to Lake Charles.
Hit up that casino.
Hell yeah. Right. Or Delta Downs. It's going to be fun. All right. I have to tell you about something else that's a lot of fun.
What is it? What's more fun than that?
Draft.com.
Oh, that's pretty fun.
Fantasy football's on the way. And how about this? You can join the biggest NFL season-long tournament ever. Of course you want to be in on that, right? If you love fantasy football, and of course you love fantasy football. Who doesn't? Then you need to enter the $3.5 million Best Ball Championship on Draft. That's right. You heard me right. $3.5 million in real money. And guys, Draft is awesome. You can play daily in NFL. You can play weekly. I play baseball on there daily all the time. I'm in a season-long league that, by the way, I have Garrett Cole. Nice job today, Garrett. And the cool thing about the draft leagues, it's season-long but with no management. So you just set it and then forget it. They're going to pick the players for you. No trades, no waiver wires. You don't even have to set your lineup. They just automatically will pull your best players. You're going to get the best score every week guaranteed. The other thing I love about it, there's no salary caps. And that means you're playing a snake draft. So players aren't duplicated. Your team is your team. If you play in a league with salary caps, you could have the same team as somebody else. This is just like playing with your friends in a season-long league. And there's no better place than on Draft. You could draft a team anytime you want. You can still get it on baseball tonight if you want. Jump right on Draft. Just do a draft. You could be a millionaire 16 weeks later. How about that? Who does not want to be a millionaire? Doesn't get any easier than that. For a limited time only, you can get a free entry into that Best Ball Championship when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right, a free shot at $1 million. How much do I love you guys? We're giving you a free shot at $1 million just by using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the app store or go to draft.com and come play free with promo code FRED.
97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And a lot of people tell me about the area over there. Like, we're actually in Hardin County, and somebody mentioned that Wildwood Golf Course. It's like 2 miles away, so I'm looking forward to playing that. 713-780 ESPN is your number. We got some calls that I want to take here, but let's do a giveaway. How about that? We're going to give away. It's that time of year again. We want to thank you, our loyal listeners, at our 2019 Listener Appreciation Party. Join the broadcast, editorial, and management team of ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap for an evening of food from Big City Wings, Kobo's Barbecue, Nick's Place. I am going to be so fat after this. Because I love Kobo's. I love Big City Wings. Nick always has great. I'm not going to eat for 2 days before that so I can just pig out. You know what's going to happen, though? I'll do that, and then the listeners will get all of it before we
and
get to it.
And you won't get
anything? I won't get anything, and then I'll just be starving, and then I'll start drinking, and I'll pass out.
I can't wait.
Drinks provided by Coors Light. I
love when you pass out.
Drinks provided by. It's been a while since I've done that. I need to do something stupid. But drinks provided by Coors Light at the home of Gal Media. Thursday, August 15th, a week from tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. The only way to get an invite is to listen and win, so make sure to keep listening all week. Must be 21 plus to attend. Invitation only. Here's how you're going to win. If you read Jesus Just Left Chicago, there is a scene in the book where...
It was giant.
Yeah, there is that scene too, but that's not the one that I'm referring to. There is a brawl in a homeless shelter, which I... consider one of the iconic moments of the book. But Lewis, the main character, is one of the few who actually gets charged and has to go to court over it. I'm telling you, this is obscure. So if you get this, you deserve these tickets. What was the name of his lawyer? And it's a derivative from someone who I actually know, so it's not that hard to figure out.
B.J. Hoffman.
It is not B.J. Hoffman.
Esquire.
So if you can figure that out, like I said, if you have your book, you can probably thumb through it real quick. And there's three mentions of him in there. So like I said, this is obscure, but I wanted to make it hard. All right, let's blast through some of these calls. Shannon, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what up, guys? Two-part, what are the odds? What are the odds the Texans win the first game of the season in the Superdome against the Saints? And second part of that, what are the odds that after the Texans lose, Bill O'Brien... post-game podium interview says, we have to play better. I have to coach better. This organization has to be better to win games like this.
Okay, second part, 100%.
I'll go 35% on the first part.
Yeah, I think about 35%. I'm not going to be shocked. Listen, I think the Saints are a better team than the Texans and will have a better season. I won't be shocked week one if the Texans are completely healthy, if they don't go in there and upset them. But I don't, you asked me to pick right now. I'm taking the Saints.
Yeah.
Is that Babineau? Is that what that is?
Yeah. Up? Turn your radio down. Babs.
Okay.
It's like people don't know the rules.
Boosh. Go.
Boosh.
Hey, sports boys.
Sports to you, Boosh.
So I got a couple here for you. First off, over under on the number of Bengals players arrested, not necessarily convicted, but arrested. And then I made some bets. I want to know what you think. These are all teams I bet to make the playoffs, okay? So Falcons, I got plus 150.
Like
49ers,
it.
Plus 230. Jets, plus 325. And then for the Ravens to win their division, plus 300.
Ooh. I actually don't mind. I don't know about the Ravens, man. I want to say I like that. Because I'm a Browns fader.
Yeah, can we go through those again slower?
It's Falcons plus 150.
Like that one a lot.
His second one I didn't
49ers.
Like. 49ers
yeah,
plus 250, I think.
I kind of think maybe the 49ers hype, it's about time for them to perform. I'll pass on that one.
And even, like, I don't know, even if Garoppolo is good.
I still think the Seahawks are better, and I think the Rams are better.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I think they could have a good season, and that'd be 9-7. That may not get them there.
Jets plus 300, I don't like.
No, I don't like that at all.
I don't.
That should be like plus 500.
I saw somebody, like, I guess some.
Although I do think Sam Darnold's going to have a good year.
I saw somebody who posted today the. Maybe it was Sports Illustrated or somebody, whoever it was, they picked the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, but they picked the Jets to go 9-7 or something like that. I was like, it just seems like that's a big jump to me. I don't see that with the Jets. And that division is besides the Patriots, it's still pretty bad. The Dolphins are worse than ever.
Well, but that would be the reason to take the Jets, as you figure, okay, the Patriots are going to run away with it. The Dolphins are going to suck. The question is, do you think the Bills are going to be really bad too? I don't. I think the Bills are going to be okay. I don't think they're a playoff team, but I think they'll be okay.
I think, I mean, this is one of those seasons where AFC West is going to have two teams for sure. I think the Chargers and Chiefs are both playoff teams for sure.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots are a playoff lock.
I don't know about the North.
That's what I'm saying. I've got no idea. I mean, the Steelers could win it. The Ravens could win it. The Browns could win it. Bengals can't win it probably, but I mean, I don't really know with them.
I would call the Colts a lock if you told me for sure that Andrew Luck is going to play. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but if the Patriots, if Tom Brady gets hurt, they're no longer a lock either. But,
I'm going to take that back. Somehow Belichick will go 11-5 with Brian Hoyer. Now, they're not a Super Bowl team, they're a playoff lock.
Did that with Matt Castle once,
and they missed the playoffs. Yeah. But there's not going to be a lot of teams better than 11-5, though.
But when you do this game, when you say, okay, Patriots make the playoffs, Chiefs, Chargers make the playoffs, Colts make the playoffs, and someone from the North makes the playoffs, now you're looking at all the other teams. They're all kind of in the same basket. Like, they could go 5-11. They could go 10-6 and make the playoffs.
So what are the odds the Browns have a better record than the Texans this season? I think it's a coin flip.
I do, too. I think that's a 50-50.
And I'm not as high on the Browns as most people, but I also am not as high on the Texans. And then 337, so just looked up your book, and it has high ratings on several sites. It's available in audio. As a matter of fact, it is. Go to JesusANovel.com.
Boom!
And you can download it. And some great work by John Granato as the Mafia guy, by our good friend Holly Seymour, Jermaine Every, and a surprise narrator at the end. His last name's Fowler, and it's not me.
Oh.
But it's really well done. If you haven't tried the audiobook, they did such a great interpretation of the characters. It was really fun listening to it I for the first time and hearing how they envision those characters sounding. It was really cool to have something that you wrote and have people like that take it and make it better. So I really like the audio version. Do we have a winner? Somebody get it?
Yes, we do.
Okay, it wasn't obscure enough then, if they got it that fast. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We got a gym of the day coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This thing behind, but I shut my eyes and cross each line, and every time.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and we have a correction. We do not have a winner yet, because everyone's guessed the same thing.
Dang.
It is not Lawyer Dave, okay? This thing was written years before I knew Lawyer Dave, so... if you want the tickets, they're still available. We'll give you about 10 more minutes to get the question right, and then I'll come up with something easier for you.
I was going to say, I read the book, and I don't know.
Well, like I said, it is pretty obscure, but I also gave people a 30-minute warning to go look at, they get their book handy so they could thumb through it and find it, but he was mentioned three times. Very bit character. Hockley Dan said, will you have a bandage replaced on your head to reveal your new hairline in front of all the lap party to see? Make it like a huge advertisement that you endorse. I don't have a bandage on it now. I've been kind of wandering around naked.
Yeah.
It's getting there, man.
Are you not allowed to wear hats with it?
I can't. I think I can now. I got to talk to Dr. Linville, but it was supposed to be 2 weeks.
Are you having to water it?
I wash it, yeah.
Yeah.
But I have some medicated
shampoo. You water it and then sun it like a plant, like a chia pet.
Well, I don't sun it really, but I just kind of let it dry on its own. I still can't really comb it. So I kind of have to, but it's getting there, man. It's getting there. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I think there was one more phone call I wanted to get to, so whoever that was, call back. There were two people, actually. Yeah.
It's Lamont.
Well, it's time to call back. All right.
Call back, Lamont.
There was a young lady, 23-year-old Louisiana woman, named Ashley Beth Rowland.
Okay.
She was arrested last week.
She is sister of Destiny's Child member Kelly Rowland.
I don't think so.
And native Houstonian.
Don't think any relation.
Oh.
But okay. She was accused of stealing.
That might be incorrect then.
She was accused of stealing $5,000 and was ultimately found to have both the money and a large amount of meth shoved up her lady part.
Oh my.
Basically, she was arrested after she was accused of stealing money from the apartment of a man she'd been staying with for about a week. Apparently, while he was showering, she swiped his cash and left. Following a search, police found a clear plastic bag filled with approximately 1 gram of meth inside her vagina. However, she claimed the meth was not hers.
I believe her.
And she did not know where it came from. Of course, they also found $6,233 inside of her during a consensual search of Roland's person by a female correctional officer. The money was made up of 62 $100 bills, while the remaining 33...
Well, thank God it wasn't like fives and tens.
Yeah, well, the remaining 33 was tens, fives, and singles. She insisted,
I feel like I'd leave the singles. That'd be like a tip for whoever gave me the money.
Well, whoever you stole it from. Allegedly, right?
I'd leave those singles behind. I'm not rolling those up and putting them inside me.
I have to say, though, for a methy, pretty cute.
I saw her picture.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I think she's
don't do meth.
I think she's like a meth 10. Pretty close.
Yeah. I'd have to see her teeth.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Because a meth 10 for sure has all her teeth.
Yeah. That's the only thing I'm not sure about, because she's not smiling. But she doesn't have
sexy.
She doesn't have that look like somebody who's done meth. So
you're saying you would?
Need to see the teeth, but pending an oral examination, yeah, I would.
All right.
So Christina says, why do I bother carrying a purse around?
I saw a video. Yeah, good point. I saw a video of... Did you see Odell Beckham Jr.? Like, someone waved him down in traffic in Cleveland. And whoever it was has basically stole his license plate. It's OBJR13. And yeah. It's got a Cleveland Browns helmet.
Yeah.
And Odell Beckham pulled over and signed his license plate for him. I like that dude.
Yeah.
I want to not like him because
I know.
He's got a lot of douche to him. But then I kind of like the guy.
And I don't want to like Baker, but then he stands around and signs autographs for veterans when they keep telling him to go inside.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
He also shotgunned a beer at the Indians game the other day.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I appreciate that. Hey, do we have a winner yet? Because I just got texted the answer. So.
There's negative. A winner.
Okay. We have a winner. I'll give him the info off air. So, all right. Get Lamont on there.
Lamont, sports to you.
Hey, man, what's up? Fred had made a comment about the Texans going all in and doing what the Rams doing. And the only time that I can think of in my lifetime with the Texans that the Texans tried to do something like that was
Ed Reed.
And I call it fan fiction. When the fans expect something and the coaches go out there and give you a bone, was probably Fred. Was it 2010 when Kubiak and Rick Smith was on the hot seat, and they went out there and got Jonathan Joseph, and they was trying to,
and Daniel
trying
Manning.
To make all kind of, yeah, Daniel Manning. They did J.J. Watt in the draft in 2011. That would probably be the closest time that I can think of the Texans, you know, having the thumb stuck up their ass and having to do something. And that's all I have to say, man. It was probably 2011.
It was 2011, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that worked out. I mean, Joseph has been the best cornerback in the franchise's history.
Yeah.
And Danielle was a really good safety for
several years.
Yeah, several years here. But that was also a situation.
And that draft pick, that Watt draft pick worked out.
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty good. But no, I mean, they've never, and again, it's hard to compare now to then, because we don't know what they are now. We know what they've been, which is a team that doesn't do that. Yes, they went after Osweiler. They tried that. Didn't work. Ed Reed, Amon Green, way back in the day, that didn't work. But at least they tried. But whenever, I mean, what big high-profile guys the last couple of years? I mean, they've got the room. Go make some trades. Try it. Just try it. Now, it doesn't always work. It did for the Jaguars 2 years ago. Jaguars did the same thing.
Yeah.
And they had a really good team that came up just short in the AFC Championship game. Wouldn't you say the AFC Championship would be a pretty good result for a team like the Texans?
I would think so.
Now, you know, even if they don't win, wouldn't we all say, you know what? Hey, they lost to the Patriots.
If the Texans made it, you're talking about this year?
Yeah.
That'd be a fantastic result.
You'd be like, you know what? Just like the Rockets, it's losing progress to the Warriors. You ran into a better team.
Yeah. That'd be fine. I mean,
so go get some guys and do it. Go give up a draft pick for Trent Williams. Call the Browns and get Duke Johnson and get a backup running back. Go find me a cornerback.
The problem is, I don't think the Texans are as close as the Rams were.
I don't. Well, if you
and you
can, no, actually, I mean, I'm going to disagree, because if you put on this roster right now, if you put Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, and Ndamukong Suh on that roster, yeah, I think they have a real chance to get there. Because suddenly you
unless one of those guys can play the offensive line.
Well, but that's where it comes in with go get Trent Williams.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. If you're going to go all in, go all in. I don't know what the...
I just don't think the Texans have shown any signs that they're ready to go all in.
Well, that's the point.
If the Texans were all in, I mean, they'd be signing Jadeveon Clowney long term.
Well, I don't know about that. You got him for this year.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I I'll be honest. I don't think this is the time for them to go all in.
See, I disagree. I don't think they're. I think, well, not now. It's too late.
Right.
They
you're getting choked up. Over
no, they
this.
Missed. Okay. They missed their window. They had a chance. This offseason was their chance. And yeah, if the free agents weren't there, that's fine. Excuse me. Something went down the wrong way.
That's what she said.
Must be that meth tin. But yeah, this was their chance. And, you know, there were guys out there they could have gone and got to make themselves better. There were cornerbacks out there that were better than what they signed. They just would have had to spend some money. But, oh, no, roll your $40 million over into next year. Good job. And, oh, we have to sign Clowney. We have to sign Watson. You still have plenty of room to do that.
Yeah.
And do the one-year deals. There's guys who would have done that. And that's the thing. They have never shown any indication that they're willing to take that kind of chance. Oh, no, we want our guys. We want to develop our guys. We'll then develop better guys. Stop.
Draft better guys.
Yeah. Draft better guys.
Stop burning second and third round picks.
Stop drafting five tight ends and no running backs over 2 years. And, you know, I honestly, it just seems like they want to accept being agents of averageness, and they're okay with it. That's all. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, guys, let me tell you, Dr. Linville, who did my hair restoration, has got a great deal for you. We're taking away all of the excuses not to talk to him. How about this? If you were in that place where I was a couple weeks ago, where you're looking at yourself and saying, hey, man, it's either time to shave it or get something done. And in my case, I mean, some of you guys look great bald. You don't have to worry about it. Me, not so much. and went in, had the procedure done, minimal discomfort, no linear scar. You're back to your routine the next day. I actually came to work that day, and it looks natural because it's your hair. It's not a hair plug. Basically, they extract follicles from the back of your head and put them to wherever you're thinning. That's all. Like Granado just had a little spot on the back. They did that. Me, they put it all in the front. Basically, redrew my hairline. And the guy's an artist. I mean, he goes and he picks the right type of hair to put there so that it's going to look great. You know, and I actually got a compliment today, and it's kind of, I'm nowhere close to what it's going to look like. And a nice young lady told me that she really liked what I did with my hair, and go, well, I didn't really do it. Dr. Linville did. How about this? Go to 975hair.com. The month of August, only the month of August, he's going to give you a free consultation. And that's because, check this out, either in person or virtual. And once you talk to him and figure out what he can do for you, then you can make that decision. You can get your hair back. Just go to 975hair.com. I'm telling you, Dr. Linville knows all about this because he had it done himself. I've had it done. I couldn't be happier. I can't wait to see how it's going to turn out in the long run. It's already so much better than it was. And I don't feel embarrassed now to not wear a hat while I'm doing the show. Go to 975hair.com. Free consults just for our ESPN listeners. 975hair.com. Get your hair back.
You should see me in a crowd. I'm gonna win, there's nothing to tell. Watch me make them bow. One by one by one.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station.
ESPN 97.5.